This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A key aide to Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for the coronavirus, the second person inside the White House to test positive this week. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
President Trump has publicly identified her.
She's a wonderful young woman, Katie.
That would be Katie Miller, Vice President Pence's spokeswoman. She'd been in recent contact with him, but not the president. Miller's the wife of top Trump advisor Stephen Miller and tested negative a day earlier, which is when officials said one of the president's valets tested positive. Asked if he's concerned about the virus spreading at the White House.
Look, I get things done. I don't worry about things.
But Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says protocols are being boosted.
I don't want to get into all the procedures that we have embarked upon, but I can tell you this is probably the safest place that you can come to.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Labor Department posted record unemployment on Friday with job loss numbers not seen since the Great Depression. We get more from Tim McGuire of AP.
The Labor Department reported April's unemployment rate soared to 14.7%, the highest since the Great Depression. That rate translates to 20 million jobs lost in the month, 33 million lost in just 7 weeks' time. Despite those incredibly bad numbers, the S&P gained 1.7% and posted its first weekly gain in the last three. President Trump's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, is confident most of those jobs lost will return quickly.
About three quarters of the job loss were from temporary layoffs. Now, it doesn't lessen the hardship, by the way.
The Dow added 455 points while the NASDAQ closed up 141. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is VOA News. A new report from the Associated Press says the top White House officials were responsible for shelving CDC plans to reopen the U.S. economy. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
According to internal government emails obtained by the Associated Press, the decision to shelve guidance from the CDC for reopening communities from the coronavirus pandemic came from the highest levels of the White House. At a White House briefing Friday, spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany contended the CDC document was not ready for public release.
Those aren't CDC guidelines. Those are guidelines in draft form that a rogue employee has given you.
But the files obtained by the AP show CDC officials had hoped to post the guidance by Friday, April 1st. After the AP reported Thursday that the guidance document had been buried, the Trump administration ordered key parts of the guidance to be fast-tracked for approval. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More than 2 months after a black man was shot to death while jogging on a Sunday afternoon, Georgia investigators concluded that the facts show enough evidence to jail a white father and son on charges of felony murder and aggravated assault. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The investigation by local authorities appeared stalled until this week, when a video of the shooting was leaked and shared widely on social media, prompting outrage across the nation. Ben Crump is an attorney representing the family of Ahmaud Arbery.
If you put the shoe on the other foot, why didn't we have equal justice and due process for the benefit of Ahmaud Arbery like you would have had if it was a young white man laying dead on the ground?
And he told the AP, there are two justice systems in America.
One for black America and one for white America. And until we come together as the United States of America, we see this is going to continue to happen.
I'm Shelley Antler.
Authorities in southern India's Visakhapatnam city said the situation was under control Friday morning after a second incident of gas leaking was reported at night from the polymer plant of Seoul-based LG Chemicals. Earlier Thursday, a horrible gas leak from the plant killed at least 12 people and injured hundreds after styrene leaked in the pre-dawn hours when families in the surrounding villages were asleep. People in the surrounding radius of up to 2 kilometers were asked to evacuate, but many living further out also moved out of houses and started walking. The accident occurred about 14 kilometers inland from the eastern city of Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh state at a plant operated by LG Polymers, a unit of South Korea's biggest petrochemical maker, LG Chemical Limited. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.